The Bible is a fascinating collection, comprised of 66 books divided between the Old and New Testaments. Each book has its own story and purpose, forming a continuous narrative that spans from the creation of the world to the revelation of the end times. Throughout the centuries, the Bible has been an inexhaustible source of wisdom, inspiration, and spiritual guidance for billions of people around the world. This script aims to explore each of these books, highlighting their main messages and the importance each holds in the grand biblical narrative. In the Old Testament, we find 39 books that recount the history of the people of Israel, their laws, poetry, and prophecies. Starting with Genesis, the Book of Beginnings, and ending with Malachi, the last of the minor prophets, these texts show us the journey of faith, obedience, and often rebellion of God's chosen people. Each book uniquely contributes to the understanding of the relationship between God and humanity. The New Testament, composed of 27 books, focuses on the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the expansion of the early church. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John present the biography of Jesus, while the Book of Acts narrates the early years of the Christian church. The epistles of Paul and other apostles provide practical and theological guidance for believers, culminating with Revelation, which reveals John's vision of the end times. When exploring the Bible, it is important to remember that it is not just a religious book, but also a rich and diverse literary work. Its texts range from historical narratives to poetic songs, from detailed laws to prophetic visions. This literary diversity not only enriches our reading, but also helps us better understand the cultural and historical contexts in which these texts were written. The Bible was written by more than 40 authors over approximately 1,500 years in three main languages: Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. Despite this diversity of authors and times, the central message of God's redemption and love remains consistent and powerful. This cohesion is a testament to the divine inspiration that believers attribute to these sacred writings. You will be guided through each of the 66 books of the Bible. We will explore their stories, characters, lessons, and the ongoing relevance of their teachings. Prepare for a profound and enlightening journey through the pages of the most influential book in human history. Genesis and Exodus, the beginning and the deliverance. Genesis, the first book of the Bible, is known as the Book of Beginnings. It recounts the creation of the universe by God, the formation of the first humans, Adam and Eve, and their life in the Garden of Eden. This book also narrates the fall of humanity, when Adam and Eve disobey God and are expelled from paradise. From there, Genesis traces the lineage of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, culminating in the story of Joseph, whose dreams and interpretations lead to the preservation of the people of Israel in Egypt. Exodus, the second book, continues the story of the Israelites, now enslaved in Egypt. God hears their cries and chooses Moses to lead the people's deliverance. This book is famous for the spectacular events it describes, including the 10 plagues of Egypt, the miraculous crossing of the Red Sea, and the giving of the 10 commandments at Mount Sinai. Exodus is a powerful account of divine intervention and God's faithfulness to his promises. Both books form the foundation of the identity of the people of Israel. Genesis establishes the origin and promise of a great nation through Abraham, while Exodus shows the initial fulfillment of that promise with the deliverance from Egyptian bondage. These books also introduce fundamental themes such as creation, sin, redemption, and the covenant between God and his people. In addition to the epic narratives, Genesis and Exodus present complex characters and events that shape biblical theology and morality. Abraham's unwavering faith, Moses' persistence before Pharaoh, and the construction of the tabernacle are examples of how God works through individuals to fulfill his divine purposes. The story of the Exodus is especially significant as it establishes Passover, an annual celebration that commemorates the Israelites' liberation from slavery. This feast is a symbolic precursor to the sacrifice of Christ in the New Testament, which brings spiritual liberation to all humanity. In studying Genesis and Exodus, we see not only the history of a people, but also the foundation of many Christian beliefs and practices. These books remind us of God's sovereignty, His ability to redeem and transform lives, and His desire to establish an intimate and enduring relationship with humanity. Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, Laws and Pilgrimage. Leviticus, the third book of the Bible, details the laws and regulations given by God to the Israelites through Moses. This book is essentially a manual for the Levitical priesthood, establishing practices of sacrifice, purification rituals, and religious festivals. The laws of Leviticus highlight the holiness of God and the need for His people to live in a holy and separated manner from the pagan nations around them. Numbers continues the narrative of the Israelites' journey in the wilderness. The book's title refers to the censuses taken to count the people of Israel. This book describes the difficulties and challenges faced by the Israelites as they wander through the desert, including rebellions, murmuring, and confrontations with other nations. Despite human failures, God remains faithful, guiding and providing for His people. Deuteronomy, the fifth book, is a series of speeches by Moses before his death. This book reiterates and expands the laws previously given, preparing the new generation of Israelites to enter the promised land. Moses reviews Israel's history, reaffirms the covenant with God, and exhorts the people to obedience. Deuteronomy is an appeal to faithfulness and a reminder of the blessings and curses associated with the covenant. These three books are fundamental to understanding biblical law and ethics. Leviticus emphasizes the importance of purity and holiness, while Numbers shows the consequences of disobedience and the need to trust in God. Deuteronomy, in turn, synthesizes and reaffirms the earlier teachings, preparing the people for the future. The rituals and sacrifices described in Leviticus point to the need for atonement and mediation between God and humanity, themes that are fully realized in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. The stories in Numbers and the speeches in Deuteronomy highlight the importance of spiritual leadership and obedience to divine laws. Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy are not merely books of ancient laws, but texts that establish eternal principles of justice, holiness, and faith. They show us the importance of living according to God's will and maintaining an intimate and reverent relationship with the Creator. Joshua and Judges, Conquest and Cycle of Redemption. The book of Joshua narrates the conquest of Canaan under the leadership of Joshua, the successor of Moses. After crossing the Jordan River, which God miraculously divides, the Israelites take possession of the promised land, beginning with the fall of Jericho. Joshua leads military campaigns against the Canaanite nations, and the land is divided among the 12 tribes of Israel. This book is a testament to God's faithfulness in fulfilling His promises. Judges, on the other hand, recounts a period of turbulence after Joshua's death. Without centralized leadership, the Israelites repeatedly fall into sin, worshipping foreign gods. In response, God allows enemy nations to oppress them. In their distress, the Israelites cry out to God, who raises judges to deliver them. This cycle of sin, oppression, repentance, and deliverance repeats several times. Joshua and Judges present a striking contrast between obedience and disobedience. In Joshua, we see the success and blessing that come from faithfulness to God. In Judges, we see the consequences of infidelity and abandoning divine laws. These books highlight the importance of godly leadership and the constant need to turn back to God. The stories of heroes like Deborah, Gideon, and Samson in Judges show how God uses imperfect people to accomplish His purposes. Despite human flaws and weaknesses, God remains sovereign and merciful, ready to rescue His people when they repent. Joshua and Judges together teach us about the importance of obedience and faithfulness to God. They remind us that, although we may fail, God is always willing to redeem and restore us. The story of Joshua shows that faith and courage in God lead to victory, while Judges warns us of the dangers of straying from God. These books are not just historical records, but spiritual lessons that encourage us to live according to divine principles and trust in God's faithfulness in all circumstances. Ruth, a story of loyalty and redemption. The book of Ruth is a short but powerful story of loyalty and redemption. Set during the time of the Judges, the narrative begins with a famine in Israel that drives Elimelech and his family to move to Moab. After the death of Elimelech and his sons, his widow Naomi decides to return to Bethlehem, accompanied by her Moabite daughter-in-law Ruth. Ruth, despite being a foreigner, demonstrates extraordinary devotion to Naomi, saying, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God my God." In Bethlehem, Ruth works in the fields of Boaz, a relative of Naomi, to support both of them. Boaz, impressed by Ruth's loyalty, protects her and eventually marries her, redeeming Naomi's family property. The union of Ruth and Boaz results in the birth of Obed, the grandfather of King David, directly linking this story of loyalty and love to Israel's messianic future. The book of Ruth highlights divine providence and how God uses ordinary situations to accomplish his great purposes. Ruth's faith and integrity are rewarded, showing that God honors those who sincerely seek him. Ruth also teaches us about the inclusion and universality of God's love. Despite being a Moabite, Ruth is welcomed into the people of Israel and becomes an ancestor of Jesus Christ. This illustrates that God's grace transcends ethnic and cultural barriers, and everyone is welcome in his kingdom. The story of Ruth is a reminder that faithfulness to God and to others can transform lives and bring lasting blessings. It encourages us to act with loyalty and love, trusting that God is working in all circumstances for the good of those who love him. Ruth is, therefore, a literary and theological gem that speaks to us about redemption, love, and God's sovereign providence. Its message resonates through the ages, inspiring faith and devotion in all generations. 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, the rise and reign of David. The books of 1 and 2 Samuel narrate Israel's transition from a confederation of tribes to a united monarchy. 1 Samuel begins with the birth of Samuel, the last judge and one of Israel's greatest prophets. He is called by God to guide the people and anoint their first king, Saul. Saul initially has a promising reign, but his disobedience to God leads to his rejection. David, initially a young shepherd, becomes famous for defeating the Philistine giant Goliath. His rise to power is marked by many challenges, including persecution by King Saul. Despite the adversities, David remains faithful to God and eventually is crowned King of Israel after Saul's death. David conquers Jerusalem and establishes it as the capital, bringing the Ark of the Covenant to the city. 2 Samuel focuses on David's reign, including his military conquests, the unification of Israel and Judah, and the building of a strong centralized kingdom. However, David's life is also marked by personal failures and tragedies. His sin with Bathsheba and the subsequent murder of Uriah bring serious consequences for his family and kingdom. Despite his sins, David sincerely repents and God promises that his lineage will remain on the throne, culminating in the coming of the Messiah. David's story illustrates the complexity of human nature and divine mercy. He is a hero and a sinner, a warrior and a poet, whose relationship with God shapes Israel's history. These books are fundamental for understanding the formation of the Israelite monarchy and the importance of faithfulness and repentance. The narrative details the rise, fall, and redemption of leaders, showing how God can use even their failures to fulfill his purposes. David's saga is a rich tapestry of events that have deep resonance in biblical theology and spirituality. David's story continues to inspire and challenge readers, offering lessons on leadership, morality, and faith. His victories and defeats, as well as his repentance and renewal, are lasting testimonies of God's grace and the importance of a life dedicated to the Lord. 1 Kings and 2 Kings, the glory and fall of the kingdoms. 1 and 2 Kings continue Israel's story after David's death, beginning with the reign of his son Solomon. Solomon is known for his wisdom, wealth, and the construction of the temple in Jerusalem. However, his life is also marked by decisions that lead Israel into idolatry and the eventual division of the kingdom. Solomon's initial glory becomes a warning against the dangers of spiritual deviation. After Solomon's death, the kingdom splits into Israel in the north and Judah in the south. 1 Kings narrates the rise and fall of various kings, highlighting their good and bad actions. Prophets like Elijah emerge as important figures, confronting idolatry and calling the people back to God. Elijah's narrative includes miraculous events and dramatic confrontations with the prophets of Baal. 2 Kings continues this narrative, documenting the moral and spiritual decline of both kingdoms. Idolatry and disobedience result in Israel's conquest by Assyria and later Judah's fall to Babylon. The temple is destroyed and the people are taken into exile, fulfilling the prophet's warnings. The fall of Jerusalem is a climactic point of tragedy in biblical history. The books of Kings show the consequences of infidelity to God and the importance of just and pious leadership. They also highlight God's persistent mercy, who, despite the people's rebellion, continues to send prophets to call for restoration. Elisha's ministry, Elijah's successor, is an ongoing example of divine intervention. These books also emphasize the importance of covenants and spiritual leadership. Kings like Josiah, who attempt religious reforms, show that there is hope and possibility for renewal even in times of great apostasy. The narratives of Kings are a powerful reminder of the need for faithfulness to God in all ages. The story told in 1 and 2 Kings is a continuous testimony of the struggle between faithfulness and infidelity, divine leadership versus human corruption. They are a chronicle of warning and hope, showing that even in the fall, there is a path to redemption and restoration through God's grace. 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles, genealogies and the history of Judah and Israel. The books of 1 and 2 Chronicles retell the history of Israel and Judah, but with a particular focus on David's lineage and the temple in Jerusalem. 1 Chronicles begins with long genealogies, connecting creation to Abraham and detailing the tribes of Israel. This book emphasizes David's reign, his achievements, and the preparation for the temple's construction. 1 Chronicles highlights the positive aspects of David's reign, omitting many of his sins and failures detailed in Samuel. The focus is on organizing worship and preparing the materials for the temple, showing the centrality of worship in Israel's national life. The book presents David as a devout and visionary leader. 2 Chronicles continues with Solomon's story and the temple's construction, followed by the narrative of the kings of Judah. This book highlights religious reforms and efforts to maintain pure worship to God. Kings like Asa, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Josiah are praised for their attempts to restore faithfulness to God. By retelling these events, Chronicles offers a spiritual perspective, focusing on the importance of correct worship and loyalty to God's covenant. These books call for reflection and repentance, reminding readers of the blessings that come from obedience and true worship. The emphasis is on the continuity of the covenant and the importance of the temple as the center of religious life. Chronicles also serves to encourage returning exiles, reaffirming the continuity of divine promise despite past failures. The narrative highlights God's faithfulness in maintaining his covenant and the importance of devout and pious leadership. The reforms of pious kings are examples of how returning to genuine worship can bring spiritual and national renewal. These books are a chronicle of warning and hope, showing that even in the fall, there is a path to redemption and restoration through God's grace. The story of Chronicles is a continuous testimony of the struggle between faithfulness and infidelity, divine leadership versus human corruption. They are a chronicle of warning and hope, showing that even in the fall, there is a path to redemption and restoration through God's grace. Ezra and Nehemiah, the reconstruction of Jerusalem. Ezra and Nehemiah are books that narrate the return of the Jews from Babylonian exile and the reconstruction of Jerusalem. Ezra, a scribe and priest, leads the second group of exiles back to Jerusalem. He focuses on the people's spiritual restoration, re-establishing the law of Moses and combating practices that threaten religious purity. Ezra discovers that many returning Jews have married foreign women, compromising their religious identity. He leads a movement of repentance and renewal of the covenant with God, emphasizing the importance of purity and obedience to divine law. His spiritual leadership is crucial for the post-exilic Jewish community's reconstruction. Nehemiah, an official in the Persian court, leads the rebuilding of Jerusalem's walls, facing opposition and discouragement. With determination and faith, Nehemiah completes the work, protecting the city and inspiring a spiritual revival among the Jews. He implements social and religious reforms, restoring justice and correct worship. These books highlight the importance of pious leadership, faith, and perseverance in the face of adversity. They show how dedication to God and the community can overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Ezra and Nehemiah work together to strengthen the Jewish people's identity and faith. The narrative of Ezra and Nehemiah is a testimony to God's faithfulness in restoring His people. Despite difficulties and opposition, the reconstruction of Jerusalem symbolizes the renewal of hope and faith. The dedication of the leaders and the people's response show the power of unity and faith in God. These books also teach the importance of courageous leadership and unwavering devotion. Ezra and Nehemiah face both internal and external challenges, but their trust in God and determination result in the restoration of the city and community. Their story is an inspiring example of how faith and action can transform difficult circumstances. Esther, Courage and Salvation in Exile. The Book of Esther is an exciting narrative of courage and divine providence. Set in Persia, it tells the story of Esther, a young Jewish woman who becomes queen and risks her life to save her people from a genocidal plan. With the help of her cousin Mordecai, Esther exposes the evil Haman, resulting in the Jews' salvation and the institution of the Purim festival. Esther, despite being a foreigner and orphan, is chosen to be queen for her beauty and grace. She hides her Jewish identity until a plan to exterminate the Jews, devised by Haman, a high official of the king, threatens her people. Mordecai urges her to intervene, saying she may have been placed in the palace for such a time as this. With courage and wisdom, Esther approaches the king and reveals Haman's conspiracy. The furious king orders Haman to be hanged on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. The Jews are saved, and the day of their deliverance is celebrated annually as Purim, a festival of joy and gratitude. The Book of Esther highlights God's sovereignty, working behind the scenes to protect His people. Esther's courage and faith serve as a powerful example of how God can use individuals to achieve great things, even in extreme danger. The story is a testimony to divine providence and the importance of obedience and faith. Esther also teaches us about inclusion and the universality of God's love. The story of Esther is a reminder that faithfulness to God and others can transform lives and bring lasting blessings. It encourages us to act with loyalty and love, trusting that God is working in all circumstances for the good of those who love Him. Esther is therefore a literary and theological gem that speaks to us about redemption, love, and God's sovereign providence. Job, Faith in the Midst of Suffering. The Book of Job is one of the most profound and complex works in the Bible, exploring themes of suffering, justice, and faith. The story begins with Job, a righteous and wealthy man who becomes the target of a series of calamities caused by Satan with God's permission. Job loses his children, his possessions, and his health, but maintains his integrity and faith in God. Job's friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, visit him to comfort him, but end up accusing him of hidden sin, suggesting that his suffering is divine punishment. Job defends his innocence, insisting that there is no moral cause for his afflictions. Their dialogues reveal different perspectives on suffering and divine justice. Throughout the book, Job cries out to God for answers, expressing his anguish and confusion. He longs for a direct explanation from God, questioning why the righteous suffer while the wicked prosper. The emotional and intellectual depth of Job's speeches makes this book a meditation on the human condition and the nature of suffering. God finally responds to Job, not with explanations, but with a series of questions, highlighting the vastness and complexity of creation. God reveals his sovereignty and wisdom, reminding Job that human understanding is limited. Job acknowledges God's majesty and repents of his complaints, and is subsequently restored to health and possessions, receiving twice what he had before. The story of Job teaches important lessons about faith in the midst of suffering. It shows that suffering is not necessarily a sign of divine punishment, and that faithfulness to God can persist even in adverse circumstances. The book also emphasizes the importance of humility and trust in divine wisdom. Job is a literary and theological masterpiece that challenges readers to consider the depth of faith and the complexity of life. Its message of perseverance, humility, and trust in God continues to resonate deeply, offering comfort and hope to those facing trials. Psalms, Songs of Praise and Lament. The Book of Psalms is a collection of 150 songs and prayers that express a wide range of human emotions, from joy and worship to despair and lamentation. The Psalms were written by various authors, including David, Asaph, the sons of Korah, and others. This book is often called Israel's Hymnal and has been a source of inspiration and comfort for generations of believers. The Psalms are divided into five books, reflecting the structure of the first five books of the Bible. Each psalm is a poetic expression addressing themes such as God's greatness, the beauty of creation, divine justice, confession of sins, and the quest for protection and help. The variety of styles and themes makes the Psalms a unique and multifaceted work. Many Psalms are hymns of praise that exalt God's majesty and goodness. These songs celebrate God's mighty deeds in creation and Israel's history, inviting worshippers to praise and thank God for his faithfulness and mercy. Other psalms are laments expressing pain, repentance, and supplication, seeking comfort and divine intervention in times of distress. David's psalms in particular are known for their emotional and spiritual depth. They include songs of worship, prayers for forgiveness, and pleas for help in times of persecution and suffering. David's authenticity and vulnerability in his Psalms provide a model for sincere prayer and personal devotion. In addition to their use in public worship, the Psalms are valuable for personal meditation and spiritual reflection. They offer words of wisdom and encouragement, helping believers draw closer to God in all circumstances. Reciting and singing the Psalms have been important spiritual practices throughout history. The Book of Psalms continues to be a vital source of spirituality, offering rich and poetic language for the expression of faith. Its songs and prayers resonate with the universal human experience, connecting believers to God and each other through the timeless words of praise and lament. Proverbs, Practical Wisdom for Life. The Book of Proverbs is a collection of sayings and teachings that offer practical guidance for daily living. Most of the Proverbs were written by Solomon, known for his wisdom, but the book also includes contributions from other wise men. Proverbs is a manual of instructions on how to live justly, prudently, and piously. The Proverbs cover a variety of topics, including morality, ethics, interpersonal relationships, work, wealth, and poverty, among others. They are presented in short, memorable aphorisms, making them easy to remember and apply. Wisdom in Proverbs is often contrasted with folly, highlighting the consequences of wise and foolish choices. The opening of the book emphasizes the importance of the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. This central concept is repeated throughout Proverbs, reminding readers that true wisdom begins with a reverent relationship with God. Trust in God and obedience to His commandments are presented as the foundations for a successful and blessed life. Proverbs also addresses issues of character and integrity. The book exhorts readers to be honest, just, and hardworking, and to avoid deceitful and lazy behaviors. The importance of discipline, both personal and parental, is highlighted as a means to promote wisdom and moral growth. Instructions on interpersonal relationships include advice on friendship, marriage, and social living. Proverbs advises the careful choice of friends and the importance of maintaining healthy and edifying relationships. The book also offers guidance on effective communication and conflict resolution. The Book of Proverbs is a rich source of practical teachings that remain relevant for modern life. Its timeless sayings continue to offer guidance and inspiration, helping believers live wisely and justly. Proverbs remind us that wisdom is a precious gift that should be diligently sought and applied in all areas of life. Ecclesiastes, Reflections on the Vanity of Life. Ecclesiastes is a book of philosophical reflection written by an author who identifies himself as the preacher, traditionally attributed to Solomon. The book explores the meaning and purpose of life, often from a somber and skeptical perspective. Ecclesiastes begins with the famous declaration, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." The author examines various human pursuits, such as work, pleasure, wisdom, and wealth, concluding that all are unsatisfactory and temporary. He observes that both the righteous and the wicked face the same inevitable fate, death. This pessimistic view leads to the conclusion that earthly pursuits cannot provide true meaning or lasting satisfaction. Despite its often melancholic tone, Ecclesiastes also offers moments of hope and wisdom. The author acknowledges that there is a time for everything and that life has its moments of joy and beauty. He advises enjoying the good things in life, such as work, food, drink, and companionship, as gifts from God. The book emphasizes the inevitability of death and the impermanence of human achievements. This reality should lead readers to a more humble and reverent perspective on life. The author concludes that the best course is to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all humanity. Ecclesiastes challenges readers to reflect on the true sources of meaning and purpose. It deconstructs the illusions that personal achievement and worldly pleasures can satisfy the deepest needs of the human heart. Instead, it points to wisdom and reverence for God as the foundations for a meaningful life. The book is a masterpiece of introspection and brutal honesty, inviting readers to confront the realities of human existence. Its timeless reflections continue to resonate, offering a necessary counterpoint to the superficial and materialistic expectations of modern life. Ecclesiastes is therefore a profound meditation on the human condition and the search for meaning. Its lessons remain relevant, challenging readers to reconsider their priorities and seek a deeper relationship with God. Song of Songs, a poem of love. The Song of Songs, also known as the Song of Solomon, is a lyrical poem celebrating romantic love and marital union. This book is unique in the Bible for its exclusive focus on the love between a man and a woman, expressing feelings of desire, joy, and delight. It is widely considered one of the most beautiful love poems ever written. The poem consists of a series of dialogues and monologues between the beloved and the lover, interspersed with choruses of friends commenting on the relationship. The Song of Songs uses rich and symbolic language to describe the lover's physical beauty, deep emotions, and experiences. Natural imagery, such as gardens, vineyards, and animals, is often used to symbolize love and passion. The identity of the poem's protagonists has been the subject of debate among scholars. Some interpret the poem as an allegory of God's love for Israel or Christ's love for the church. Others see the Song of Songs as a literal celebration of human love and marital intimacy, highlighting the goodness and beauty of love within the bounds of marriage. The Song of Songs highlights the purity and reciprocity of true love. The lover's relationship is characterized by deep mutual admiration, respect, and the desire to be together. The poem celebrates both passion and commitment, showing that true love is both intense and enduring. Besides its poetic beauty, the Song of Songs offers a positive and sacred view of love and marriage. It affirms that romantic love is a fundamental part of God's creation and can be a source of great joy and fulfillment. The poem also emphasizes the importance of exclusivity and fidelity in the marital relationship. The Song of Songs is a literary masterpiece that continues to inspire and delight readers worldwide. Its celebration of love and marital union offers an uplifting and hopeful view of the human capacity for deep affection. The poem reminds us that love in all its forms is a precious gift from God. The Song of Songs is a literary and theological gem that celebrates love in its highest and purest expression. It invites us to value and cultivate love in our own relationships, recognizing it as a divine gift that enriches and transforms our lives. Isaiah, Prophecies of the Promised Messiah. Isaiah is one of the deepest and most comprehensive books of the Bible, containing a rich mix of prophecies of judgment and promises of redemption. Written by the prophet Isaiah, the book addresses the political and spiritual situation of Judah during the reigns of various kings. Isaiah calls the people to repentance and warns of imminent judgment due to their disobedience and idolatry. One of the most notable features of Isaiah is its messianic prophecies. He foretells the coming of a savior born of a virgin who will be called Emmanuel, God with us. Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 and 7 describe the future king as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These prophecies are seen by Christians as predictions of the coming of Jesus Christ. Isaiah also includes powerful visions of God's future kingdom, where there will be peace, justice, and restoration. Chapter 53 is particularly significant, describing the suffering servant who will bear the sins of humanity, being pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. This chapter is often interpreted as a foreshadowing of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. The book is divided into two main parts. Chapters 1 to 39 focus on warnings of judgment and the need for repentance, while chapters 40 to 66 center on comfort and the hope of redemption. The second part begins with the famous passage, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God," Isaiah 40 verse 1. Besides the messianic prophecies, Isaiah addresses social justice, exhorting leaders and the people to act righteously and compassionately. He condemns the oppression of the poor and corruption, calling for true worship that is accompanied by just actions. Isaiah highlights that true worship of God is reflected in transformed lives and actions that promote justice and mercy. Isaiah is a central book in Christian and Jewish theology, offering a comprehensive view of God's plan for salvation and the redemption of the world. Its messages of judgment and hope of justice and mercy continue to resonate deeply, inspiring faith and devotion. Jeremiah and Lamentations, Warnings and Laments of a Prophet. Jeremiah is known as the Weeping Prophet due to his deep sorrow over the spiritual and moral state of Judah. He was called by God to prophesy during the final days of the kingdom of Judah, warning of the imminent destruction of Jerusalem and the Babylonian exile. Jeremiah faced great opposition and persecution for his unpopular message, but remained faithful to his mission. The book of Jeremiah contains a mix of oracles of judgment, calls to repentance, and promises of future hope. Jeremiah accuses the people and leaders of idolatry, injustice, and false security in the presence of the temple. He proclaims that destruction is inevitable due to the people's persistent disobedience, but also speaks of a new covenant that God will make with his people, written on their hearts. Lamentations is a series of five poems expressing the pain and desolation caused by the destruction of Jerusalem. Traditionally attributed to Jeremiah, these poems are a deep lament for the ruined city and its exiled people. They combine sorrow and hope, acknowledging the justice of God's judgment while crying out for his mercy and restoration. Jeremiah's message is a powerful reminder of the importance of faithfulness to God and sincerity in worship. He challenges superficial trust in religious rituals and calls for genuine heart transformation. The new covenant promised by Jeremiah points to a more intimate and personal relationship with God based on forgiveness and inner renewal. Jeremiah also addresses themes of social justice, condemning the oppression of the poor and the corruption of leaders. He insists that true devotion to God must be accompanied by actions that promote justice and compassion. Jeremiah's integrity and courage in the face of opposition are an inspiring example of commitment to truth. The books of Jeremiah and Lamentations together form a profound testimony of human suffering and divine hope. They remind us that even in times of judgment and despair, God's mercy is present and restoration is possible. Jeremiah's voice continues to echo as a call to spiritual authenticity and social justice. Ezekiel and Daniel, visions and prophecies in exile. Ezekiel was a prophet during the Babylonian exile, bringing messages of judgment and hope to the exiles of Judah. He had extraordinary visions and received dramatic calls to prophesy, including the vision of the cherubim and the wheel within a wheel. Ezekiel denounces the sins of Israel and Judah, but also promises future restoration and spiritual renewal. One of Ezekiel's most famous visions is the Valley of Dry Bones, where he sees dead bones coming together and receiving life. This vision symbolizes the restoration of Israel and the spiritual renewal that God promises to his people. Ezekiel also prophesies the construction of a new temple and the return of God's glory to Jerusalem. Daniel is another prophet of the exile who had apocalyptic visions and extraordinary experiences. Captured as a young man and taken to Babylon, Daniel remained faithful to God, even in the face of great challenges. He interprets dreams and visions for King Nebuchadnezzar and other rulers, revealing God's sovereignty over human kingdoms. The dramatic events in Daniel's life, such as surviving the lion's den and his friends in the fiery furnace, showcase divine protection and the unwavering faith of those who trust in God. Daniel's visions include the rise and fall of empires and the coming of an eternal kingdom established by God. His prophecies are seen as precursors to the New Testament's revelation. Both Ezekiel and Daniel highlight God's sovereignty in times of exile and suffering. They bring messages of judgment, but also of hope and restoration. Daniel's faithfulness and Ezekiel's courage are inspiring examples of commitment to God in times of adversity. The books of Ezekiel and Daniel together offer a comprehensive view of the interaction between the divine and the human in times of crisis. They remind us that even in exile, God is present and active, and that faith can bring visions of a glorious and restored future. The messages and visions of these prophets continue to inspire and challenge believers to trust in God's sovereignty and plan. Hosea to Malachi, messages from the minor prophets. The books of the minor prophets from Hosea to Malachi contain messages of warning, judgment, and hope. These 12 books are called minor due to their size, but their messages are powerful and significant. Each prophet addresses specific issues faced by Israel and Judah, but together they form a panorama of God's relationship with his people. Hosea is known for his marriage to Gomer, an unfaithful woman, symbolizing Israel's unfaithfulness to God. Through his personal experience, Hosea conveys the message of God's relentless and redeeming love. Joel speaks of a locust plague as a symbol of divine judgment, but also promises the outpouring of God's Spirit on all flesh. Amos condemns social injustice and the oppression of the poor, calling Israel to repentance. Obadiah prophesies against Edom, highlighting God's justice against enemy nations. Jonah, one of the best-known prophets, reluctantly preaches repentance to Nineveh, resulting in the city's salvation. Micah denounces corrupt leaders and announces the birth of the Messiah in Bethlehem. Nahum prophesies the destruction of Nineveh, while Habakkuk questions God's ways and receives a vision of faith and justice. Zephaniah warns about the day of the Lord and the purification of Judah. Haggai encourages the rebuilding of the temple after the exile. Zechariah has visions pointing to the coming Messiah and the restoration of Jerusalem. Malachi, the last prophet of the Old Testament, calls the people to repentance, denouncing corruption and negligence in worshiping God. He prophesies the coming of Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi's messages are a final appeal for faithfulness before the prophetic silence that precedes the New Testament. These minor prophets address themes of social justice, idolatry, repentance, and messianic hope. They call the people back to a faithful and obedient relationship with God, highlighting divine justice and the promise of redemption. Their messages remain relevant, challenging believers to live according to divine principles. Hosea to Malachi offer a comprehensive view of God's interactions with his people, highlighting the need for justice, faithfulness, and hope. These minor yet powerful books form a chorus of prophetic voices that continue to speak with clarity and urgency to humanity. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels of Jesus Christ. The New Testament begins with the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which narrate the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Matthew presents Jesus as the promised Messiah, fulfilling Old Testament prophecies. He details Jesus's virgin birth, the Sermon on the Mount, and many miracles, portraying Jesus as the long-awaited King for the Jews. Mark, the shortest of the Gospels, highlights Jesus as the suffering servant, emphasizing his actions and miracles more than his teachings. This Gospel is direct and dynamic, starting with Jesus's baptism and culminating with his crucifixion and resurrection. Mark portrays Jesus as the Son of God who came to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Luke, with his detailed and orderly style, focuses on Jesus's humanity and compassion. Written by Luke, a physician and companion of the Apostle Paul, this Gospel includes many unique parables, such as the Good Samaritan and the Prodigal Son, and emphasizes Jesus's care for the marginalized and poor. Luke presents Jesus as the Savior of all humanity. John, different from the Synoptic Gospels, emphasizes Jesus' divinity, presenting him as the Word made flesh. John begins with a profound theological introduction about the eternal Word and includes long discourses of Jesus, such as the farewell discourse. This Gospel highlights Jesus's seven signs and his I Am statements, revealing his divine character and redemptive mission. Each Gospel offers a unique yet complementary perspective on the life and ministry of Jesus. Together, they provide a complete view of Christ's identity and work, showing him as the fulfillment of messianic promises, the suffering servant, the compassionate Savior, and the Son of God. They form the foundation of the Christian faith, revealing the person and work of Jesus. The Gospels are not just historical accounts, but also invitations to faith. They call readers to recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior, to follow his teachings, and to experience the abundant life he offers. Their narratives continue to inspire and transform lives around the world. Acts, Epistles, and Revelation, the history of the Church and the final revelation. Following the Gospels, the Book of Acts of the Apostles narrates Jesus's ascension and the formation of the early Church. Acts highlights the role of the Holy Spirit in the Church's growth and the missions of Paul and other apostles. The book shows how the Gospel spreads from Jerusalem to the rest of the world, overcoming cultural and ethnic barriers. Acts begins with Jesus's ascension and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, marking the Church's birth. Peter preaches powerfully and thousands are converted. The early church faces persecution but grows rapidly. Acts documents Paul's missionary journeys, his dramatic conversion, and his tireless ministry in various cities. Paul's epistles, starting with Romans and ending with Philemon, are letters addressed to churches and individuals. They address theological, ethical, and practical issues, offering guidance on the Christian faith. Romans, in particular, is a deep exposition of God's righteousness and salvation by faith. The letters to the Corinthians address practical and doctrinal problems in the Corinthian church. The general epistles written by other apostles include Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2 and 3 John, and Jude. Hebrews exhorts believers to persevere in faith, highlighting Christ's superiority over the old system. James emphasizes practical faith, showing that true faith manifests in works. Peter's letters encourage resilience amid suffering, while John's epistles emphasize love and truth. The New Testament culminates with the Book of Revelation, a series of visions revealed to the Apostle John. This prophetic book describes the final struggle between good and evil, Christ's victory, and the coming of the new heaven and new earth. Revelation is a message of hope and triumph, assuring believers that God is sovereign and that final victory belongs to Him. The New Testament as a whole establishes God's new covenant with humanity through Jesus Christ. It reveals the fulfillment of Old Testament promises and the inauguration of God's kingdom. Its teachings and narratives continue to guide, inspire, and transform lives around the world. The central message is the gospel of Jesus Christ, which brings salvation, reconciliation, and the hope of eternal life.